Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
So, with that said, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we glorify you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. 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 If you have your cell phones, fax machines, scanners, put them on the off or silent position. Amen. I've entitled this morning's message, We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to expound verses 1 through 8. And if you didn't bring your Bibles, that's okay, because we'll have the scripture on the screen right now. Amen. We want to make sure you're equipped, that you've read and you've heard the Word of God. And so are we ready? Here we go. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it reads, For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is what? From where? From heaven. Look at verse 3 right up here. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Look at verse 5. I'm going to explain all this. Verse 5. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Aren't you so blessed to know that God has given us a spirit of guarantee?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at this. So we are always what? Confident.
Confident,
knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. So I want you to just go right back up here. We're in verse 4. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed that mortality may be swallowed up by life. He's not talking about a tent that we go out to the mountains. We're talking about this body.
Yes.
We're in a tent, right? And this body's groaning for the change. You see, in this body, we go through all kinds of tribulation. We get sick. We grow old. Things start to happen. People get diabetes and high blood pressure. Some people cancer. Some people this. But see, we live in this tent that's groaning now. It wants the change.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when you become a child of God, then inside of you says, I understand. I need that change now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, the unbeliever has no clue. But we, as children of the Most High God, we understand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That God has a new plan, a new life, a new body for us. How many want that new body? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Guess what? It's tailor-made for you. It's tailor-made for you. Praise God. And I believe my body, man, I can't wait. It's going to be 60 pounds less. Hallelujah. And it'll probably have some hair on it. Hallelujah. All I know, it's going to be like Jesus. Remember when Jesus rose again? He had the first prototype body. We're going to have one like his. Can I get an amen? A body that will never die, that will live forever. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go drop down out of verse 6. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Because right now, we're absent from the Lord because we live in this tent, this earthly body, right? Here's the key. This is where I got our message for today. Verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident. Yes, well pleased. Rather to be absent from the body and to be present from the Lord. Listen, that day's coming soon. How many believe that day's coming soon? Oh, yes. We see the signs taking place in our world. We see the chaos. People ask me, man, is the world falling apart? You know what I tell them? No, it's all falling in place. God said that we would see these things. There would be an apostasy. There would be deception. Earthquakes in many places. Wars and rumors of wars. There are so many wars right now, it's pathetic. And there's a big one still on the horizon. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There'll be pestilences. We just got through COVID. And so Jesus said we would see all these things in our generation before he returns. And we're at the brink of the second coming. But I'm here to encourage you. Even though all of it may be falling apart, how many believe that God is with you?
Yes.
How many believe that he will never leave you nor forsake you?
Amen.
Praise God. Can I get an amen from the amen. North wing over here?
Amen.
Can I get an amen right here from the west wing?
Amen.
Oh man, come on.
Amen.
We got a little louder voice over here. So I want you to look at this right up here. Believers can have confidence to face the future.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
You see, this life is full of uncertainty. We all know that. This life that we live in the flesh and the life that we live here on earth right now, it's filled with so much uncertainty, saints. How many believe nothing's guaranteed? Your job's not guaranteed. Staying together as a family is not guaranteed. I know so many families that have split. Our finances is not guaranteed. Our health is not guaranteed. And none of these provide lasting refuge. I hope you know that. There's some multi-billionaires that still need God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
They can have all the riches in the world, but they still need God. And no one can predict, saints of God, the challenges that will come tomorrow, much less in the years or decades to come. Praise God. But I want you to hear this. But genuine, unchanging security can be found with our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That will never change. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Our relationship with him. Plus, we have his spirit now. Praise God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is going to be the same spirit that's going to cause us to be caught up in the air with him. Believers today, saints of God, can be encouraged by studying how the Old Testament and New Testament saints maintain their trust in God. How many of you right now trust God? Even what you're going through right now.
Yes.
Oh, right now. Well, we're going through financial difficulties, but you know what? I'm not looking for the economy to sustain me. I'm looking for God to sustain me. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I'm looking for Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some of you have gone to doctors and hospitals and all that, and there's nothing wrong with that. You do the practical thing. But guess who does the supernatural?
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, when the nurses and the doctors leave the room, Jesus comes in and does this. Hallelujah. Boom. Hallelujah. Take up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. And rise. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Oh, that's right. That's the kind of God we believe that we serve. Can I get an amen? You got to believe that God's able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. So we can be encouraged by studying the Word of God to trust God. Look what Paul wrote to the Hebrew church right up here. By faith, he forsook Egypt. Who did? Moses. Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Let me just say this. I'm going to ask this question to all of us in here. Have you seen God face to face? None of us have. None of us have. And neither did the Old Testament saints either. Because God said, if you look at me, you will disintegrate. Because his glory, the Lord is so bright that we would disintegrate in his presence. That's why he told Moses, turn, don't look at me, or the day you look at me, you will die. But guess what? When God gives us that brand new body, hallelujah, we'll be able to stand in front of Him. Hallelujah. To me, I won't be standing. I'll be on my face saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Why? Because I'm going to remember all that He has done for me.
Amen.
How many of you can testify that God has done so much for you right now? Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us shouldn't really be here. But God said, I got a plan for you. Can I get amen? And listen, nothing can thwart the plan of God. Praise God. Nothing can. So, in other words, saints of God, Moses, the prophet, set his spiritual gaze on the Lord. Hallelujah. He trusted God. And God gave him everything he needed to lead the children from bondage. 430 years they were in bondage under Pharaoh. They were under the whip, the taskmaster. Wow. Some of them died in the muck pits. And some of them died thinking that one day that they would see the deliverer. And yet, he was on his way. And that was Moses, praise God. Saints of God, in the following example, we should daily view our circumstances in the light of our loving Father's complete sovereignty. Look at this right up here. Why should we care what the Old Testament has to say? Why? You know, there's some churches, they don't read the Old Testament. Some of them don't even read the New Testament. Some of them don't even read the Bible at all.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, if you don't read the Bible, you'll never know how much God loves you. You know, when I was a kid, I'll never forget. Let me just share this real quick. I was about maybe 9 years old, and we used to have a Bible that was as large as a suitcase. It was on top of our coffee table. And on the cover was a whole bunch of coffee stains. It was dusty, dirty, right? And I said, you know, I'm going to open this up. And I started opening it up. And out of nowhere, a hand came out of nowhere and slammed it shut. It frightened me. It was my oldest sister, Liz. I go, "Why did you slam that Bible shut?" She goes, "Don't read that." "Why?" "Because God is mad at us." Man, I never read it again. Until I got saved at 30. You see, tragic things could happen. But let me just say this. When I opened it up at the age of 30, man, I went back to my sister Liz. I said, "Liz, you were wrong when you told me when I was 9 that God hated me and that He was mad. He's madly in love with me."
That's right.
He's in love with us. He came to die for us. He came to shed His blood for us. He was looking through the highways and the byways to find us because we weren't looking for Him. None of us were looking for Him. He sought us out. That's how much He loves us. And she had a paradigm change. And I remember when I preached to her, and then I think about a month later, at Revival Tabernacle, she got baptized.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I pray for my 11 brothers and sisters that God will do something. How many of you have family members that you're praying for?
Yes.
Don't stop praying.
Yes.
Don't stop praying. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Watch God do the miraculous.
He will.
Right, sister?
He will.
That's right, He will. You see, when we see how God diligently worked in the lives of believers, we can be encouraged that He will guide and comfort us in similar ways. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Look what Paul wrote right here to the Roman church in Romans 15:4. "For whatever things were written before were written for our" what?
Learning.
So if you want to learn, you got to read. Can I get an amen? "But we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have" what?
Hope.
The hope is in the Word. The hope is not in a man. It's not in philosophy. It's not in school. It's not on TV. It's not on movies. It's in the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. This is where we learn to grow in our faith. This is why the name of this topic is, we walk by what?
Faith
and not by sight. Just because it looks ugly doesn't mean it's going to be ugly.
That's right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
God could turn the ugly into something beautiful in your life.
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Saints, as you and I reread the Bible, look for principles that show how God operates in the lives of the faithful. And when I see you come to be in the Word of God, you know what I see? That your heart is faithful. Faithful to hear the Word, to grow in the grace, to watch God do something miraculous in your life, in your family's lives. That's what it's all about. It's about God's Word. Hallelujah. And so, saints, how many believe that He hasn't changed? Bible says He is the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. God doesn't change. We change. We change with the fads. We change when the wind blows. Oh, come on. But God doesn't change. God desires to guide you into His perfect will for your life, for my life, the same way He did for the saints of old, for those in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. Praise God. How many are so blessed that God doesn't change? So look at this right up here. How did Moses survive uncertainty? Remember, he never seen. All he saw was a burning bush that spoke. And that burning bush said, take off your sandals, Moses. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. Did you know when we come into a setting like this, we're in holy ground. Hallelujah. When we pray before you even arrive here, we're saying, God, turn this place into holy ground. Hallelujah. That you would be honored, high and lifted up. Over and over, the prophet walked through adversity with assurance. And Moses was an awesome prophet. Consider, saints of God, how he went to Pharaoh to demand freedom for God's people. He was the spokesman. Guess what? God has called you and I to be the spokesman for our families. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We have to be just like Moses did. He spoke for the Lord, and we need to speak no differently to people that don't know Him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We cannot be ashamed.
That's right.
I remember what Brother Felipe said, Evangelist Felipe Arella said. He said, don't look at faces. He goes, if you're preaching or teaching or speaking, don't look at faces, because it'll throw you off. You're going to think that they're mad at you. And they're going, yeah, I know. They're not mad at you. They're listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went on behalf of the people to Pharaoh because the Egyptians, they had to endure 10 plagues. And the final one was the one that broke the camel's back with Pharaoh, the death angel, huh? Oh, that's right. That's right. You see, those people were so rebellious. But guess what? We're no different. How many of us can honestly say we were so rebellious before we came into the saving knowledge of God? Oh, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Look what else Paul wrote to the Hebrew church. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not hearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So he was invisible. God's invisible. But he went by faith. Hallelujah. This is where we need to have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Can I get amen?
Amen.
If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, guess what? You'll be able to move a mountain. How many have mountains right now in your life? Amen. God's able to move that mountain. He's able to deliver. If God delivered people then, He still delivers now. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Do you know God that He still heals?
Yes, He does.
How many believe He still heals?
Oh, I know that. Amen.
How many of you recall when we were at the temple over there, Temple Beth Shalom over there, the Jewish temple? And remember the man, it was on the news, the man was in a coma. He was in a coma for like 2 weeks. And one of our friends knew the family. And so me and Brother Felipe went to go pray for him at the Grossmont Hospital. We laid hands on him. And we prayed. You know, we were praying, you know, doing what the book says to do. Just anoint him with oil, lay hands and pray. After we left, an hour later, he got up.
Amen.
And then he came to our church and testified. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the news were stunned. Channel 10, 39. Man, this guy was in a coma. He got up. And they kept trying to tell him, yeah, because two believers came and prayed, but they didn't want to put that on the news. They didn't want to give God no glory. None. Oh, he just got up. Well, we know he got up because Jesus rose him up. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so the word translated endure comes from a root Greek word meaning this. Look at this right up here. Strength, courage, or the capacity to bear up under difficult circumstances and not give up in spite of the pressure. That's what endure means. A lot of times we have to endure some things. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And wait on the Lord. Watch God. God says, just endure a few things. And I'll come through like a champ.
Yes.
And so that family had to endure. That wife was already writing them off. Because a couple of times the doctors wanted to pull the plug. I believe that's what happened to your friend. Carlos Ortiz, the doctors wanted to pull the plug. They said, we don't see any brain activity. I don't care what you see.
That's right.
Until God has the final word, I don't care what you see.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then he rose up. Well, I don't know how many led him to the Lord. He said the sinner's prayer, I don't know how many times. And he's out of the hospital. He's home. Jesus. Jesus. Do we serve a mighty God? Come on, just take time and give him a shout of praise. Now, I want you to catch this, because I know some of you are going, what? Look at this right up here. Why does God expect us to have joy in difficulties? Huh? You see, my friends, hardship is the Lord's tool to develop our spiritual maturity. I hope you know that. No suffering is wasted in the life of a believer. Nothing's wasted with God. After we've gone a little bit, a little suffering, a little enduring. Then God comes in and says, okay, I got this now from this point on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. James encouraged the saints of God right up here. Look at this. In James chapter 1, right up here. Look, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various what?
Trials.
I just mentioned some of us are going through some trials right now. But can you count it all joy? Listen, I shared with us right now, financially, the real estate market is dead. Dead as a doornail. I'm usually busy at this time. I'm not. I haven't got a call since August. And so, you know, everything's slipping away. But you know what? I'm saying, God, I'm still going to praise you.
That's right.
I'm still going to glorify you.
Amen.
I'm still going to magnify. I'm not sour. I'm not mad. I'm not sad. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know why? Because I've been on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. And now you got me in the valley. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you in the valley. Come on. Sometimes you got to praise him in the valley. Jesus. He'll put you back on the mountaintop. But sometimes you have to endure some things. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. This is what, you know, see, we want a Burger King life. Having it my way. I want healing now. I want my money now. I want to get married now. Oh, come on. Do we go through all that? Huh? Listen, wait on the Lord. Wait, have patience on God. Why? Because when He does it, He does it good. He does it right. Hallelujah. He does it permanently. Oh, come on. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. No, but we want to get in front of God. I got this one, God. Okay. And then we crash and burn. My goodness. But look at this. But let patience have its what? Perfect work. That you may be perfect and complete. What? Lacking nothing. I'd rather lack nothing. Hallelujah. And wait. Just wait. Wait on God. Saints, do you know that God knows exactly what kind of hardship or trial to bring into our lives to develop spiritual maturity? He allows it to come. If someone tells you, okay, you know what? You become a Christian, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, it's going to be like a rose garden every day. He didn't promise us a rose garden. He promises a garden that will sometimes have thorns on that rose. Can I get an amen? Oh, come on. Someone tell you every all your worries are gone now. Leave that church. Run. Run. Can I get an amen? God's still going to allow us to go through. Can I get an amen? But we know who He is now. And He's with us going through it. Praise God. And so, look at this right up here. What is the key to our endurance? What is the key? You see, saints, the reason Moses could endure was because he saw how God operated. And then we ask that question, how can that be? If he never seen God face to face, yet he trusted God. You see, saints of God, he certainly didn't see God who is invisible and dwells in unapproachable light. Like I said earlier, we cannot see Him face to face in this body of flesh. We would disintegrate. We would be ashes immediately, if not sooner. That's how bright the glory of God is. This is why we need that new body. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you remember when you got filled with the Holy Ghost? You had joy you couldn't comprehend? All He did was give you a tiny little teaspoon of His glory. If He gave you any more than that, you would explode. There were times when I was in the lumberyard and three other brothers, we led them to Christ and they all got filled with the Holy Ghost. And one time we were all slinging lumber from across the yard. We could talk to one another. And then all of a sudden, the Lord fell on us in the lumberyard. And I was looking, I said, God, back off me. You're so strong. Oh my God, we were saying back off God because the glory came so strong. Man, we were about to explode. Yet, listen, you know when it's so much when you're telling God, God back off now. And then He just backed off. This is not a figment of your imagination. This is God being yes. touching you.
Yes.
Who created. This is a God that spoke everything into existence. This is the one that created the universe. He created this earth. He created you. He formed you in your mother's womb. And this is the same God that touches you. And fills you with His power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Man, I'm telling you, there's no other life now. I've done it all. I've seen it all. I've experienced everything that in life. There's no other place I'd rather be than in Your presence, God. No other place. And so, look what Paul wrote to Timothy. 1 Timothy 6:16. Look at this. Who alone has immortality? Dwelling in unapproachable light. Whom no man has seen or can see. To whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. See, no man can see God face to face right now. Hallelujah. Until we get changed. And then we become like Him. You see, when the angels, when they blow the shofar in the sky, the Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. In other words, we're going to go from this fleshly body into a body like his faster than the speed of light. And we're going to be caught up to be with him. And then we'll be able to see him glory. We're going to see the bright light without us being disintegrated. And just imagine the bodies that will contain the glory. Just imagine the ecstasy we're going to have. The fulfillment. It's going to be a physical feeling beyond that we could ever imagine. It's going to be so incredible. And that's all awaiting us. Praise God. Praise God. You see, so it's clear that even Paul wrote to Timothy that no one has seen him or can see him right now because he's the unapproachable light. Praise God. Praise God. You know, the sunlight is like a little flashlight to the glory of God. And so the Bible says no one has ever seen him. Look what it says in the Old Testament in Exodus 33:20. But he said, "You cannot see my face. No man shall see me and live." This is what God told Moses. No man shall see me and live. This is why this message this morning is we need to walk by faith and not by sight. Can I get an amen? Amen. Just because we can't see him doesn't mean he's not real. Can I get an amen? Amen? He's more real now than he's ever been in my life. Hallelujah. When we surrendered our life, we were baptized in Jesus' name, coming out of that water. God gives us a peace we can't comprehend.
That's right, that's right.
And the joy. Mm-hmm. The joy we can't comprehend. You see, saints, the answer is that Moses saw the Lord through the eyes of faith rather than the physical vision. Praise God. You know, I spoke to Rabbi the other day, and the Jews haven't changed in 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years. Before they can believe something, they have to see it. They have to see it before they can believe it. I said, Rabbi, no, you got to believe it, then you'll see it. He doesn't get that. They don't get it. And the world doesn't get that either. Oh, you goody good two-shoe. You needed God. You needed God. How many people have thought you needed God? Huh? You needed God over there. You, hey, oh, you're over there in the cheap seats. I didn't even see you over there, Brother Lafayette. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He created his own wing over there. I got a call. Oh, that must be the south wing over there. The nosebleed seats. Come on, brother. Yeah. See, King David also gained spiritual strength by keeping the Creator in his mind. King David did. Look at this right up here. He wrote this in Psalms 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand. And I shall not be moved. He's another one who didn't see God, but he believed God because he heard his voice. And God said, I'll never leave. Did you know that why God had so much mercy over David? Did you know that King David committed so many wild sins? How many? He murdered in battle. He committed adultery with Bathsheba and then tried to lie about it. Oh, yeah. But why did God have so much mercy over him? Because when God, here's the key, when God called him on his sin, he had only two options. That was it. There was no third option. Either he rebelled and rejected what God had to say, and be prideful, or fall on his face in repentance and say, oh God, have mercy. And King David cried out for mercy every time. And so I want you to look at your neighbor, turn to your neighbor and say, you have a heart like David. You ever ask yourself this? Ask yourself this question. Why did he save you? He didn't save you because of your looks. Because if he saved you of your looks, none of us would get saved. Huh? Yeah. But he saw something that you and I could have never seen. He saw beyond who we are that we know who we are. What he saw was that we have a heart like David. You see, because when he called us, what did we do? We repented, didn't we? Huh? Can I get amen? We repented. And one of the reasons why unbelievers right now, they're still in their what, dead state, is because they haven't repented. And we don't know if God's going to call them and give them the unction to come to Him. We don't know that. All I can speak of is what He did for me, and it's evident what He has done for you. See, He gave us a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. Hallelujah. We wouldn't be here if we didn't repent. So this is why we have the heart of David, because David repented. Yeah. Can I get an amen? I need you to catch that before you go home. Yeah. You need to catch that. I'm saved because he saw in my heart that I would repent. Yeah. Thank you, God. And every time I do sin, I still get on my face and repent. Yeah. You're not going to live a perfect life. I hope you know that. We're all going to make mistakes, even as a Christian. But we won't stay in that state. You know why? Because he's done a mighty work in us. And as soon as the conviction comes, we fall on our face. And we say, God, have mercy. And he is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful to his children. Aren't you so blessed? Yeah, he may do a quick little. Yeah, he'll take the Board of Education to the seat of your understanding every now and then. How do you say it in layman's terms? A little nalgada? Praise God. I've been to the whooping shed many times. He knows I don't like it in there. Then he lets me out. Okay. Learn your lesson. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You see, God is looking for your heart to be like silly putty. Remember silly putty? You can mold it and just do whatever you want with it. You can even put it on the newspaper and read it. Do all kinds of things. He wants our heart to be like that, where he can mold it the way he wants to mold it. Can I get an amen? And that's what King David had. He had a heart that allowed God to do whatever he needed to do in him. And we have that same heart. God, do whatever you're going to do with me. Because I'm no longer my own. Did you know that you're no longer your own? You've been bought with a price. You've been bought with a price. When Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood. The Bible says he bought you with his blood. And that's how we're going to be redeemed in the new body. It was because of the blood. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today we have the benefit of knowing even more of what the Father is like because Jesus revealed him perfectly. Listen, if you believe the word of God, then you got to believe that he has been revealed to us. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Oh, that's right. Look at this. Paul wrote to the Colossian church. He is the image of the invisible God. Firstborn over all creation. That's who Jesus is. You see, if you don't open your Bible, you'll never know this. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But when you start opening the Word and start reading it, it's, wow, He is the image of the invisible God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, John went further. John. Praise God. Not John the Baptist, the Apostle John. It wasn't Jesus' primo. It was John the Apostle. Look at what it says right here in John chapter 1, 1 through 3. Look at that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise God. Listen, when you read the Bible, that's who Jesus is. And the Word became flesh. Praise God. And it lived among us. Where does that say? He became flesh. Preacher? Oh, we'll get to it right now. Look at this. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. Jesus created all things. Everything. He spoke everything into existence. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And His Father sent Him to die for us. Wow. Wow. And so, Jesus became, He became flesh. The Word became flesh. The spoken Word that's forever settled in heaven became flesh. And so here's the proof right up here in John 1:14. And the Word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us. Can I get an amen? And we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me,' for He was what? Before me." Wow, praise God. Look at verse 16. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. I want you to catch this for a moment. Moses was the lawgiver. So Moses came and brought the law. Jesus came and brought grace. So the law pointed us to be dead, to be killed because of our sin. You see, the law shows us our sin, and we deserve death. But Jesus came and showed us grace. So the law is still in place. The law is not taken away. The law is still working today. But what Jesus did, He stepped over the law Himself, hallelujah, to give you and you and you, hallelujah, grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. That's right. Hallelujah. We're grace's children. Praise God. Thank you, God. Are you catching this? Oh, my goodness. Man, He came to save us because we couldn't save ourselves. Because the law said you need to die because of your sin. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve. But Jesus said, hey, hallelujah, Hallelujah. I'm going to put on the robe. And I'm going to step down here. And I'm going to save them. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to be saved?
Amen.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Some of you just got saved. And guess what? The Bible says then that there some will come in first. And then some will come in last. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It don't matter. It don't matter when you got saved, as long as you get saved. Can I get an amen?
Get there.
Just get there. Hallelujah. Just get there. Praise God. And so the Holy Spirit lives inside each believer and helps us discern spiritual realities that are not visible to the human eye. So look at this right up here. How can we see that which is invisible? How? You ever thought of that? I could give you a quick little practical term. When you go outside and you feel the wind blowing, can you see the wind?
No.
It's invisible. You can feel it.
Amen.
OK? Can I get an amen? Well, God is invisible just like that. And he sees all. Did you know that he can hear your prayers and 8 other billion at the same time around the world? It is. He made it perfect for us to live in. That's right. Listen, he gave us enough water, enough food, shelter, clothed us. Come on. He didn't put none of us in the North Pole. Man. And he didn't put none of us in the Mojave Desert. Listen, it's beautiful. Every day is beautiful. It's not too hot, not too cold. And God supplies all of our needs according to what? His riches and glory. By the way, before you all leave, there's a whole lot of food underneath our table here. The saints brought all kinds of food. So there's some bags there. Load up some food. Take it home with you. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's all for you. You know, God, we serve Almighty God.
Yes,
so how can we see that which is invisible? How can we see? Easy. Number one, open God's word and begin to read it.
Amen.
Yeah, there you go.
Read. Amen?
Amen.
Read the God's word. Because if you believe Jesus is your Messiah, you believe that he's the word that became flesh. We just read that, right? So the word is true. God's word is true. The Bible is true. Basic instructions before leaving earth. I got it right this time.
Yes, you did.
Friday night I was going. Hallelujah. Listen, Paul wrote to Timothy and put it down for you and I to understand this. Right up here, look at this. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture, say that with me.
All
scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, meaning teaching. It's for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Complete. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is why you need to be in your word. This is what I love about each and every one of you. You're in God's word for instruction. For righteousness' sake. So that you can be complete in the work that God has called you. Even if you're brand new to the faith, God has something for you to do. And you know what that is at first? Just to love him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Just learn to love him. And once you get to a place that you just are in love with him, then he'll give you tiny little assignments. He won't put a whole bunch on you that you cannot bear. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He takes baby steps with you.
Yeah.
Praise God. Because we were all babies at one time drinking milk.
That's right.
And now we're eating the what? The meat of the word. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Praise God. Number two, look at this. Identify the works of God around you. Identify the works of God around you. Okay, how many of you are married? Raise your hand. So here's how you can identify this. You look at your spouse and you go, God made you so beautiful for me. Have you told your wife, your husband, how beautiful they are to you? Because they are. Because God made them beautiful for you. Tailor made for you. And you singles, look in the mirror and say, God made me beautiful for him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He doesn't leave the singles out. You're just as important as the one that's married. Listen, in the kingdom of God, there's no big eyes and little U's. We're all equal at the cross. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. You see, once you see the Lord's ways in the Bible, you will start to see his work in your life.
Yes.
And also in your friends and family's life.
Yes.
This is seeing, saints of God, the manifestation of God. So one of the things that blew me away was Friday night. Beautiful couple back here. gave their heart to Christ. But little did I know, Sister Luz back there was friends with Katharina for a long time. It was Katharina's transformed life that made an impression. I'm assuming she had to take off her glasses and say, well. That's you? Oh, come on. Come on. Listen, when God gets a hold of your life, you will never be the same. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You will never be the same. And I was so blessed to know that they've been friends for a while, work friends. And God is doing a miracle. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, because many of us have friends and family members. And you need to pray for them.
Yes.
Tell them how much Jesus loves them. Mm-hmm. And that they need to come to the cross now. Because time's almost running out. The clock's almost struck midnight. And time is running out. We need to be about our Father's business. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You see, my friends, the Holy Spirit dwells within each believer and enables us to be aware of His presence and see Him at work around us. Praise God. That's right. Look what Paul wrote to the Hebrew church right here. Look at this. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Look at this. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will what?
Never
leave you nor forsake you. God, listen. God will stick with you all the way to the end until He takes you home now.
That's right.
Did you know that we are now adopted? When we gave our heart to Christ, He adopted us. That's right. And when He adopted us, the Bible says that we are now joint heirs with Christ. Everything that Jesus has, He has given it to us. Praise God. Man, to understand what God has given us as believers. But one of the things that He wants to do while we're waiting for Him to come is to operate in His authority.
That's right.
We have the authority. And you know what that authority is? To pray, to lay hands on the sick, watch them recover, to feed the poor, to encourage, to clothe the unsheltered. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We're to be about our Father's business until He returns. Hallelujah. Number three, look at this. Seek a closer walk with God. You see, what did Jesus mean when He said this right up here? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This was on the mountain of Beatitudes. For those of you that have never been to Israel, in the Sea of Galilee area, Yolanda and I, we've been blessed. We've been there several times. And our tour guide would take us to the Mount of Beatitudes. And there's like a monastery on top that the French have. You got to be real quiet. Because if you're too loud, a lady comes out. Well, you quiet down. A mean lady is like, who gave her prune juice? I go, she needs the joy of the Lord. Has anyone preached to her? But she's up in that monastery right there. She's a caretaker of the place. But Jesus broke it down. And one of the Beatitudes was, blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. You see, the only one that can make us pure is Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And it's the blood, hallelujah, that makes us pure. But there's something we must do now. We must walk in purity. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Lay aside evil things. Don't let your eyes look at evil things no more. Don't let your ears hear evil things no more. Don't let your voice speak evil things no more. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Because blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Are we going to be perfect? No. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. But God is saying, do all you can and He will do the rest for you.
That's right.
And so saints, This doesn't refer to sinless perfection, because it don't. Can I get an amen? We're all going to fall short of the glory of God. Rather, keep a clear conscience by quickly repenting of sin. So the moment you fall into a trap, you said something, did something, saw something, heard something, you know what? Say, God, forgive me. God, cleanse me, help me. Help me keep going with you, God. Help me. And God is faithful. How many believe He's faithful?
Yes,
He's faithful. That's right. And so when our minds are untainted, we can see or experience the presence of the Lord. This is what one of the things I covet. I said, God, I just want to be in your presence. I just want to feel you. I want to be around you, God. And one of the ways is, you know what? More of Him and less of me. Sometimes we got to get out of the way. Ourself out of the way. Can I get an amen? Amen. Consider this daily habit. Look at this. Thank God at the end of each day for the way He has worked in your life. And commit to Him your plans for the following day. Commit to Him. Let Him know, Lord, I'm going to be doing... He already knows what you're going to do. But commit it to Him. So, Lord, I'm going to be on the job tomorrow. Lord, watch over me. Keep me sound. And when others around me are barking profanity, keep my ears closed, God. Don't let me engage with them, God. Oh, come on. God will do the supernatural in your life if you commit these things to Him. Can I get an amen? And so look at this. What difference will this make in your life? What would it do? When you set yourself to say, okay, God, I want to have it your way now. I want to do things your own way. I want to read and then apply. See, biblical scripture is application. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Meaning when you read, you apply it to your life. Praise God. And so number one, you will view life from a whole different perspective if you look at it through the lens of scripture. It'll totally look different from your point of view. Our point of view sometimes just gets in our way. But if we look at it through the lens of scripture, we go, okay, God, I get it. I get it. I want to do it your way. That's right. Instead of thinking about what you lack, you will focus on our omnipotent God. Did you know that God's omnipotent?
Yes.
You know what that means? All powerful. What does omniscient mean? And what does omnipresent mean?
Everywhere.
So three of His attributes is that. Omnipotent, He's all powerful. Omniscient, He's all knowing. And omnipresent, He fills all space. So if you're in the highest mountain, He's there. If you go on a submarine to the lowest part of the ocean, He's there. He's everywhere. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. So your whole perspective will change if you know that He's there with you. For those who are watching on the internet, those on Facebook and YouTube, Facebook later, we forgot to add you in. But there's people watching on YouTube right now. Just remember this. When you're all by yourself and you want to go to those illicit websites, God is right there with you. You going to take Him with you and look at that? My goodness. You never thought of that thought, huh? He's right there too. He sees all things, knows all things. This is why He says, come to Him. Work with a pure heart. Praise God. Saints, instead of thinking about what you lack, focus on our capable, omnipotent God. Look at this. King David knew this. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is what? Infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble, but He casts the wicked down to the ground. So when we walk around in pride, people that are prideful, he casts them down. But those of us who are humble, he lifts up. I'd rather get lifted up by God with a humble heart. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at number two. Obedience becomes more desirable than worldly pleasures. And there's a whole lot of worldly pleasures now. Oh, that's right. You remember back when you were a kid, some of us had television sets that had rabbit ears. And you had to put foil on the end. And you only had channel 6, 8, and 10. And channel 12. And then at midnight, they would do the national anthem and then they would sign off. Remember that? Now there's over 1,000 smut channels. Everywhere. Prime Video, Netflix. All these to tempt a good brother and a good sister. I wish we went back to just 6, 8, and 10.
And sign off.
And sign off at midnight. Oh, and 12. That's right. Yeah, that's right. But it's not like that no more, is it? You see, saints, number three is this. Look at this. Well, first of all, God, draw me to yourself so closely that sin has no appeal to me.
Right.
Let holiness be the attitude of my heart. Yes. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Pray that prayer. God, draw me to yourself so closely that sin has no appeal to me. Let holiness be the attitude of my heart. Praise God. You see, until you're taught this, you will never know. Praise God. But this is simple biblical application. But you got to read God's word. Number three, look at this. You'll begin to see things as they really are. When you start reading the word. That's right. God will give us discernment to see. Did you know that Satan's a liar? How many believe that there is no truth in him? Bible says he's a father of lies. This is why all those channels that I just shared, 1,000 of them, they're all inspired by him. Because there's nothing good. There's nothing but blowing your head off. How many people can we kill? How many beds can we sleep in? And now we're in the homosexuality and transgender stage. We're on the decline. I hope you know that. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. And let me just say this. I'm going to go on record and say this. You may have family members caught up in that lifestyle. Pray for them. God can save them.
Yes.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
God can save them.
Yes.
Just pray for them. You have the power to pray now. Pray down those strongholds. But look what John wrote here, right up here. Look at this. Jesus said to these Pharisees, Sadducees, if God were your father, you would love me. Remember, they're the ones that wanted to throw him off the cliff. They're the ones that crucified him. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. They're the ones that convinced the Roman soldiers, Pilate, to crucify him. Because they thought he was an imposter. They didn't believe that he came as the humble Lamb of God to take away the sins. They thought that he was going to rule and reign and be a tyrant. Jesus didn't come that way the first time. But when he comes back the second time, hallelujah, he's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Come on.
But look what it says here. If God were your father, you would what? Love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself. But he sent me. Who sent him? His father. And why do you not understand my speech? He was telling these religious folks. See, religious people, they'll have their own understanding. They will have no biblical knowledge at all. Look at this. So why do you not understand my speech? Look at this. Because you are not able to listen to my word. Now look at this. This is going to shock some of you. But Jesus said this. In verse 44, you are of your father the devil. What? Wow. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. Look at that. For he is a liar and the father of it. You see, the Bible tells us that Satan's a liar. And he's a father of lies. And until you read the Word of God, you won't understand what's happening in this world. You see, you and I will have greater discernment and even in our interpersonal relationships. So let's look at number four. The eternal will gain priority over the temporal. Let me say that again. The eternal will gain priority over the temporal. See, we live in this temporary body. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's always going to be like this. We're here but for a moment. We think 80, 90 years is a long time. It's a blink in heaven. Can I get amen? Amen. How many of you have precious parents and grandparents that are already gone? Yes. They're gone. That should be a reminder to us that that's how short our life is. We're here but for a moment. Can I get amen? But as a believer, whoo, man, make the most of it. Teach and preach and raise up. Share, testify, glorify God. Hallelujah. Worship Him. Worship Him. Come on, sister, worship Him. That's right. Worship Him. Thank you, God. You see, saints of God, things of this life become less important in contrast to those things with lasting value. Look what Paul wrote to the Hebrew church on this. Look at this. These all died in faith. If you read chapter 11 of Hebrews, it talks about all the men and women that died in faith. They all had faith. So he's talking about them. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them after off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You know what that means? You and I, we are pilgrims passing through this world. This is not our home. I hope you know that. 502 Douglas Street is a temporary place that my wife and I dwell in. It's our temporary place. Hallelujah. Our permanent place is in heaven. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's our permanent place. Oh, come on. This is just brick and mortar.
That's right.
It's a wood tent. This is a fleshly tent. But the real you is going to live forever. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Look at this. We're pilgrims passing through. And even Peter picks that up. Look at this. In 1 Peter 2:11. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims. That's who we are. We're just pilgrims. Abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. That's what wars against our soul. It's fleshly lust. And it's just not always sexual immorality. Things we covet, things we want, things sometimes we get greedy for. Idolatry is one of them. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
And so we're coming in for our clones. You and I thinking about how to best to invest the resources, sow them into the kingdom. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your time, your servanthood. Blessing the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Blessing your family. doing something for them unexpectedly to bless them. If you know someone that's going through, and you got a little extra something, go buy some groceries. Put it on their doorstep. Ring the doorbell and then walk away. Just put groceries on their doorstep. And they're going to know that this came from God. Because God spoke to you to put it there. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Be ready to bless someone. Be ready to help someone. Be ready to encourage someone. Because our last point is this. Number 5. Criticism and misunderstanding no longer affect us the same way. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I don't care who slandered you in the past. I don't care what your past says who you are. That no longer dictates you. Can I get an
amen?
Because we're washed in the blood.
In the precious blood of the Lamb.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Our past is now buried with Christ.
Amen.
We are new creation.
Yes.
All things have passed away.
Amen.
Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
We are new creatures in Christ now. We can walk in the joy of the Lord. We can walk with the authority. We can walk praising Him.
Come on. Activate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, come on. At one time, we were bound in sin. We didn't have our mouth to open our mouth to praise God. We opened our mouth to do this. Bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And then Jesus Christ would come out. But now, we can open our mouth and say, Lord, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I exalt you. I magnify you. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. While never pleasant, judgments no longer powerfully discourage us. Even when the judgment comes. Did you know that it's all going to end in judgment? That's what the book of Revelation tells us. That right before Jesus comes, there's going to be a harsh judgment. All the enemies of the cross are going to be judged. But the church, you and I, are going to be secure in Him.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. My goodness. Hallelujah. As I share these things right now, I feel His presence right now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Look at this. And just remind yourself this, what it says in John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus has overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh my goodness. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, for those of you, this is how we're leaving this earth. We're leaving one of two ways. Should Jesus tarry, meaning He hasn't come just yet, a believer will be taken up to Him when we experience physical death. Okay? And many of our friends and family members in Christ are with Him already. But this is my hope, our hope, hallelujah, that we all go up together. That's why I say, fasten your seat belts.
Here we go.
It's not going to be a turbulent ride. We're going to be changed and we're going to be like Him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, that's right. Look what it says right up here. Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church, but I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Those who already died. They're in their grave right now. Lest you sorrows, others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. Meaning, your loved ones that are already in the grave. He's going to raise them up and bring them with us. Look at this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The trumpet of God is going to sound something like this around the world. Hallelujah! 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 He's going to come! Hallelujah! With the angels, and with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. Look at this. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Look at this. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. That's how I want to go, in the clouds. I want this body to be alive on this earth, and then he, boom, changes us. Hallelujah. I'm always telling God, God, I don't want to experience physical death. I want you to come, just take us off. Can I get back? I know it's selfish me praying that, but man, I'd rather go like he said. He wrote it. Look at this. To be caught up together with him in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always, what? Always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Listen, my friends, and those of you that are watching right now, don't let this happen to you if you're not ready to receive Jesus. We're going to give you an opportunity to come to him. But when the rapture takes place, this is called the rapture of the church. When this takes place, don't let this happen to you. Look at this.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come.
It's going to be that fast. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's going to be that fast. And I'm here to let you know that you don't have to wait until that happens. All you got to do is give your heart to God right now. Right now, just give your heart to the Lord. So I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you that are watching, that this is your opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and that you too will have the hope of glory. So pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Oh, come on, is he worthy? Hey, before...
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.